Welcome back to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. And we have, joining us from the 26th MU, is Sergeant Michael Harris. Good morning, Sergeant. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Well, welcome to our program. And as we record this, tell us a little bit about what you are doing. What's your MOS?
Well, I'm a 0612 field wireman. I'm pretty much AT&T for the unit.
Okay. And so who are you attached to? What's your unit?
Well, I'm originally from 8th Communications Battalion, but right now I'm assigned to the 26th MU.
Okay. And you are getting set for deployment, I guess, coming up in shortly after the first of the year, right?
Oh, yes. We're set to be on boat here pretty soon, actually.
Yeah. All right. Well, so what does that mean to be AT&T for the unit? Does that mean everybody comes to complaints with you with your with communications?
Well, I wouldn't say complaints. It's more like I handle the wireless devices, phones, pretty much any communication device that allows people to talk back home.
Okay. What kind of devices are you talking about? You're looking at just regular telephones, or what kind?
Pretty much telephone systems is my specialty.
Mm-hmm.
Telephones, internet, wireless devices, air cards.
Right. Okay.
Things of that nature.
Yeah. All right. And I would imagine that involves, especially for your unit, that would involve some special encryption sometimes. Is that?
Yes, it involves encryptions at times. For the most time, it's just regular cell phone devices being
right.
That liaison with, you know, our wireless provider and everything.
How do I get this Skype thing to work? Is that the kind of question?
Skype is actually pretty easy.
Yeah, that one's pretty easy. All right, well, let's talk about you a little bit. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Augusta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my father was in the Corps, and you know, I felt it was coming out of high school. I needed to do something. So you
joined out of high school?
I did.
Yeah. And how long was your father in the Corps?
My father was in 23 years.
Wow.
Yes.
So have you had some experiences so far that you can compare?
Pretty much the football training is pretty much like our physical fitness test and
right.
our workout schedules.
Yeah. Is he still stay in shape?
Oh, he's a monster. He's in very good shape.
There's a little competition, sounds like, it goes on in your family. Huh?
Oh, yeah. He tries to beat me every once in a while.
Yeah. All right. So I guess you had your boot camp there at Parris Island, and where'd you go from there?
From Parris Island, I actually went out to California for my MOS training and then stayed in California for about 5.5 years and moved on to Quantico, and from Quantico, mm-hmm. Camp Lejeune.
Now, communications, is that something that you wanted to do getting into the Corps, or did that develop as you got in?
That actually came to play. I came into the Corps open contract. I really didn't care what job that they gave me. I just wanted to be a Marine. And
yeah.
Then communications just so happened was the pick of the litter.
Was that something that you had an interest in, though, beforehand? I mean, were you kind of good in that technical field, or was this training that you completely received there?
It was training completely. They put me through the gauntlet, and
mm-hmm.
I actually made it out. Before I came in, I really wasn't interested in the communications field, but I'm kind of glad that they gave it to me anyway.
What do you see for yourself now as you go into your future? You want to stay in the Corps like your dad did for a career?
I'm definitely exploring that option. I'm not putting it behind me, but, yes, I would like to stay in the Marine Corps.
How would you like to grow in the Corps? What would you like to end up doing?
I would probably move on to another MOS
mm-hmm.
at best. Get something out of my comfort zone. Communications
yeah.
is it's tricky in its way, but I would like to experience something different.
Well, now it's become your comfort zone now. It wasn't before. So I guess that's really a little bit about what the Corps is all about, isn't it? About finding out more about what you do. Everybody trains in infantry, but about finding out more about the other jobs.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it is.
How about schooling for you? Are you interested in pursuing some college courses through the Corps?
Yes, I am, actually. I've just completed my second year in NOVA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to further that on as long as I can stay in. And then hopefully if I don't stay in, I'll get out and pursue that full time.
Now, what is NOVA?
NOVA is Northern Virginia. It's a college in Northern Virginia that's provided by the Marine Corps. I've been going there ever since I've been in, well, at least until I got back to the East Coast.
Right.
And slowed down with the deployments, but I've been handling that steadily now.
Right. Well, deployment training is something, again, those of us in the listening audience, except for those obviously who've been in the military, probably don't know a whole lot about, but we think of you just getting on the boat and going out. But you really, you train for this for quite a long time for each deployment.
Yes, approximately it's 6 months,
mm-hmm.
about 6 months of good, hard training, mostly situational type-based training.
Right.
And then by the time we get on the boat, it's easy peasy.
Yeah, all right. So this is a scheduled float for, I guess, is this a Mediterranean float?
At this time, I really don't have the specifics on the deployment.
Right.
But
yeah, you never know. You know, you're called out, and you report. And you
pretty much.
Tell you. Yeah, that's right. Well, tell us about kind of the situation where you work in communications. Do you have some other younger Marines under you?
I do. I have approximately 7 or 8 Marines under me right now, and we're just working. We're just putting in time with our wireless provider. We're setting up situations and systems, you know, doing a little scenario-based training at this point in time.
Right, but, right. Is that, again, are they also kind of going through some of the training you went through?
Yes, we all go through the same training.
Mm-hmm.
We all do the same training. Other
right.
people see it in different sides of the Corps, but ultimately when we get here, we all do the same thing.
Do some of these younger guys see that this is training that also could stand them well should they decide to leave the Corps and pursue something else?
Yes, it's all valuable. It's all life learning skills, pretty much. For example, we have people that leave as a communications person, a Marine, and they go into the civilian field and do the same thing, if not easier.
Yeah.
And it's all good training. Everybody likes it.
All right. Well, Tulsa, as you get set again for this deployment, and I know what I wanted to ask you. It was about the holidays. Did you have a chance to spend any time with your family over the holidays?
I did, actually. My mom came up and seen me. We had some fun. We went out to eat,
mm-hmm.
enjoy the Christmas holiday.
Okay, well, that was great to bring a little Christmas to the base. Then,
yes.
Right? All right. Well, then, as you mentioned, you hope to pursue some other MOSs in the future. Any of them that strike your fancy, that's something that you might like to pursue?
I would more say I want something a little bit tougher, so I'll probably look for, like, the intel side of it.
Right.
Intel type of MOS.
Well, the communication skills may come in handy there as well.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Again, we're talking to... Sergeant Michael Harris has joined us from Camp Lejeune, the 26th MEU, and you had said as the 26th MEU is formed, how does that work exactly? You come from one unit and work into another?
Yes, it's pretty much a situation where the unit, we train up with certain personnel,
mm-hmm.
and then later on, like when the unit gets ready to get formed, they bring in other people from other units. Most is voluntary and most is voluntold.
Mm-hmm,
and then
right.
we get on from there.
Okay. All right. And as you go through those systems then, you get ready for your deployment and head out. And you get all your are you feel like the guys that are working under you, are they ready for this now?
I think right now if they told us to deploy, we would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Very good right now.
Excellent. And have you been on past deployments?
I have. I've been on 3 earlier deployments to Iraq.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of areas did you work in Iraq?
We were my former unit. We were everywhere in Iraq. We were never in one place for too long.
And were you doing communications there too?
I was.
Yeah, pretty tough situation there, I would imagine, as far as infrastructure though for communication.
It's a lot different from what it is now, but it the same principles apply.
Yeah. You know, in fact, we find that in some of these areas, I think Americans are surprised at how good some of the communications are, actually, because they don't have the landline. Some of the cellular communications are actually better.
Yes. There's been a lot of situations like that. We're still depending on the landline, of course. It's dedicated, but you can't help but have a wireless phone there. that people can call back to their families with.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's been really, frankly, that's been an amazing part of the communications now in these deployments, is that they can get back in touch with their families. That's quite remarkable, in fact. As we're talking with Sergeant Michael Harris, getting prepared to deploy with the 26th MEU coming up in the first of the new year. And, Sergeant, we want to thank you for joining us here today on our program.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, that'll do it for us. Thanks. That was painless, wasn't it?
Very painless.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sergeant.
Bye-bye.
Hope to talk to you soon.
All right.